Okay. One over here. Sorry, I have to see it. I just might do it. You might call me, so I'm not just pining. If you're not gonna come. Party! I don't know what I'm gonna do about the door. I think I might spend a couple of months pondering it.
Yeah.
But right now, it works. Just gotta remember to hold on to it. At the very least, we can at least put a spring on it so it doesn't just go flying. It'll actually. Yeah, it might not get very warm today. I think it might only get up into the 50s or something. Oh, I love my wife. Hey, Lee.
Yeah?
Come here. You need to come out here. Classic.
What?
You have onions everywhere. Did you know that? Come. Come look at your onions. These. And those two. And you think they're done, but they're not.
Yeah, those two.
Right there.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Then you come. You keep coming. I thought there was more. There's... No, no.
Right there.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's the ones over here.
Alright.
You got onions.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I was worried that that was just a waste of money. But it turned out okay. Anyway, I'll see ya. Bye. Okay. Okay. Show me the onions. Oh, tell her about some of the things I've been seeing about China. And I think I understand what my brother Joe, he's very antagonistic about, he had a trip to China, and just shortly thereafter, my daughter went on one of those teach English in China to preschoolers trips. And she and my brother was just apoplectic, honestly, about it. Oh my gosh, the buds are coming out. Oh man, it is way too early. It's still February. And these look like they might be good Christmas trees, you know. I wonder if they've got good Christmas trees going. Anyway. You know, I thought he was getting a little weird about it. But, after seeing some videos of these people who live in China, and they actually tell you about their experience living in China, the cultural differences and stuff like that. It's become quite a thing. And you start to find out that these guys are very, very different. And that they have different morals. And that's a judicious way of saying that comparatively, they probably have very few morals at all. and really eye-opening, honestly. So, I don't know if I would have prevented Brenda from going to China, but I would have but no, I don't think my brothers were really lunatic about it. I think he was actually involved in that. That a lot of business and the work that goes on in China is just a bunch of instead of thieves. I brushed up against it a little bit when you buy something from China directly. There's a lot of that going on eBay. And it's a $2 thing. I guess it really says a lot about how much it really costs to make something, you know. When I was a kid, you know, and Legos were out, they said, man, you just paid $20 for about 10 cents worth of plastic. And China does an amazing job of taking that 10 cents of plastic, only applying about 5 cents of labor to it, and then selling it back to you for 50 cents. And all the, I've only done it maybe about 5 or 6 times for just using it for free shipping. It takes about 4 or 5 weeks for the thing to get to you. And the package is always strangely labeled. You know, whatever you ordered, whether it was kind of a network switch or something along those lines, would be labeled like, I don't know, nothing. Sundry, toilet paper, who knows? So that it wouldn't cost much to ship and it would make it through customs easily. And China on some level is essentially a country that deals in that a ton, you know? Being a scofflaw, at least in some realms, especially in business realms, is seems to be very much accepted practice. I mean, they've got all the rules on their books. They've worked hard to make sure that on paper they're good, upright members of the WTO and everybody sees. We've got all the laws now. Obeying those laws, except in some kind of weird trick, is totally off the mark. Remember watching one video from this guy who had set up this deal to get this product made, and he had this Chinese manufacturer building a building one of the cogs, one of the pressed out parts. And he had never been to China. He had made up the deal. He even worked with a agent in China to get this manufacturing done. And it was done, and the parts just didn't seem very good. The guy who was actually building it . He was always talking about how he wanted to have a good, reputable business. And things weren't turning out very well. He and his ultimate partner went to China to go see how the process was done. And they were just horrified by the lack of any quality control. Everything was set up. I mean, it was there. They were actually producing the product. It was obvious there wasn't quality control, but they could handle it because the product was so cheap that at some point along the line, they would do their own quality control and they'd throw out stuff. Of course, it was getting worse and worse and worse as time went on. And he found it interesting. He was always trying to seem like he was being upright and trusting. He said wonderful things about his agent in China and how that agent was just horrified by what was going on. And now that I've seen some other stuff, I'm starting to think that was mostly an act. You know, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I will find you a better manufacturer than this. This is horrible, horrible. And you're going, sure. No, and he'll ultimately do it. He'll ultimately get you the kind of client that you want. You may have to pay more for it. He's upset because his margin will probably shrink. That's upsetting. But if he can keep a couple of customers happy, giving him good referrals, he can play off a lot of junk. You know, trust me. That manufacturer who lost this contract to make this stuff, don't worry. He'll be back in business later. Probably off the same agent, putting out some kind of piece of garbage. Because sometimes quality just really isn't that big of a deal. And they'll put a quality assurance tag on if that gets the sale done. It doesn't mean the same thing in China, apparently. You know. It's just something you have to slap on there. They will keep the rules that need to be kept, or they will appear to keep the rules that need to be kept. They will put on the stickers to say they're keeping the rules that need to be kept to get the transaction done. I was looking at three-wheeled vehicles. There's an interesting thing in the United States. If a vehicle of any stripe has only three wheels, it is a motorcycle. Motorcycles are different animals. You don't have to get as much insurance on them. The regulations on them are completely different. It's much cheaper to own a motorcycle than it is a car. But the only real difference between them is that cars have at least four wheels, or vehicles, motor vehicles have at least four wheels, and motorcycles have three or less. So, China is making these three-wheeled cars. I don't know if it was just in the American market, but that was good. And the whole point was they would cost a whole lot. They got little bitty engines in them. By nature, smaller displacement engines use less gas. Most American vehicles, and Americans are just goofy about this, and I don't really know why, but they prize big vehicles with big engines, which use a lot of gas. So these vehicles, without even really trying, end up getting 75 to 80 miles a gallon. Now, if you had a well-engineered version, they actually put some effort into it, they could probably get 200 or 300 miles a gallon. But frankly, gas prices aren't that high. Everybody complains about them, but it's garbage. It's not really that bad. And a little cold. And they went through the extra effort to make sure that they had all of the paperwork that was needed to go through all the testing required so they could be sold in the United States. And so it was done. There was this one guy, he imported all these things. They were kind of cool, kind of a novelty. And they were selling them. They eventually got nailed, I forget by who, the EPA or somebody, for some kind of, probably just kind of a technicality. For all I know, it had nothing to do with trying to protect the American people. It was probably about a certain business was being threatened, and they petitioned to the government. And the government went, well, we'll find a way to stop this from happening. Shouldn't be too hard for China, for Pete's sake. They break tons of rules. It was, you know. I don't remember anybody dying from it or anybody getting hurt from using these three-wheel vehicles. They were technically street legal. You licensed it as a motorcycle. You could use it on public roads. It couldn't do highway speed. That was probably one of the cool things. It was more of those commuter vehicles, if anything at all. But like I said, just basically a novelty. But now you can't get them anymore. The guy went out of business. And the whole nine yards. Were they probably junky crap vehicles? Probably. But, you know, so that's all kind of in the eye of the beholder. Can't really be objective about it. Most likely, it was a political machination to to just kill off a competitor. Most regulation in the United States. At its heart, has something in there. There's people that pretty it up and come up with all kinds of justifications why the action should still happen. But it really is one company trying to smash its competitors through regulation. My thought is, and as long as you... So these things are going to happen. God's really going to solve those problems. I consider myself to be part of a very small minority, and I don't care. Anyway, so...
Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Oh.